Hey, kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope you had a great week. I hope you're having a great start to your Friday. I hope the weekend you have coming up is going to be awesome. If you live around here, it might be finally dry. It's been raining for days and days, it feels like. Today, we have a very special person doing our devotion. You're going to love him. He's great. But before that, we have what may be the funniest joke of the day ever.
Hey, Owen, what do you call two ducks and a cow?
I don't know. What do you call them?
Quackers and milk.
Hey, kid, happy Friday. This is Jeremy, and it's time for you to wake up. We've been talking this week about the Trinity. That is, the fact that there is only one true God, but He exists in three different persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us over and over again that there is absolutely only one true God. But then we clearly see in Scripture that God the Father, He's God. Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God. They are all God, and they are all different from each other. The Father's not Jesus. Jesus is not God the Father. And the Holy Spirit, He's not Jesus or the Father. They are all different, and they're all God. Three in one. One God existing in three different separate persons. The members of the Trinity, they've been existing this way forever, spending time together, working together, having fellowship together forever. When God the Father created the world, Jesus was there. The Spirit, He was there too. When Jesus was baptized, the Father spoke and the Spirit showed up in the form of a dove. In Ephesians chapter 1, we read about how God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit all play a part in rescuing sinners from the punishment we deserve. Every member of the Trinity plays a role in salvation. Before the world was even made, God the Father planned to rescue us and adopt us as His children. Jesus, He's the one that shed His blood on the cross so we could be forgiven for our sins. And the Holy Spirit, He comes to live inside of the children of God when they choose to believe the gospel and become Christians. The Holy Spirit living in us, that's the proof that we belong to God. If you're a Christian, now would be a good time to say a prayer of thankfulness to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You can pray to each of them because they are each God, and you can thank them for making it possible for you to be adopted into God's family. If you're not a Christian, maybe it's time. Maybe the Holy Spirit's drawing you now to consider turning away from your sin and putting your trust in Jesus to rescue you. You know, you could talk to your parents or another Christian adult you trust about it today.